Okay, now you're going to be very quiet. I'm going to read some Quran, and then I'll tell everybody what your name is, okay? Hmm. I'm going to tell everyone what your name is. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة ذلك هو الخسران المبين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم Quran Weekly. Today we are doing the 17th juz. Alhamdulillah, we're on Surah Al-Hajj, the 22nd surah, and this is the 11th ayah. This is Waleed, my sheikh, with you. But anyway, so in the 11th ayah, Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. Among people, there's a kind of person that worships Allah on the edge of a cliff. Harf actually means edge here. So it means, you know, somebody standing at the edge of a cliff. He's kind of dangling. He's not quite there, not quite off. So Allah describes this image and says, فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. Then if something good happens to him, what is that in your hand? Okay. Then if something good happens to him, then he's satisfied with it. He's good, he's happy. He's satisfied. When asabathu fitnatun, and if a trial occurs to him, hits him, in qalaba ala wajhihi, he turns back on his face. He reverses. What this is talking about is a person who's committed to Islam so long as it's convenient. So some good thing happens, I love Islam, alhamdulillah, things are good. Something goes wrong, and all of a sudden, why is Allah doing this to me? Who needs religion anyway? You know, I don't need to do this, I deserve better, etc., etc. So they get this really aggressive attitude towards Allah and towards the faith altogether and turns back around like he wasn't even Muslim before. Allah says this kind of person, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. That little religion you had even didn't amount to anything. This kind of person lost dunya and akhirah. These people on the edge that only turn back to Allah when convenient and then turn back away the moment trial hits, Allah says about them, you've lost this world and you've lost the akhirah, and uses a word that's typically not even used. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. That is the ultimate loss. And it's obviously the ultimate loss. You haven't earned anything towards your afterlife, and you haven't earned anything towards this world. In other words, even in good times when he shows faith, it doesn't count for anything. It doesn't, because it doesn't pass the test of any trial. Any trial you turn back, that's not real faith at all. It's not even khusr, it's khusran. This is actually a hyperbolized form of the word loss. Ultimate loss. This is clearly the ultimate loss. So if that's the state of your faith, if you feel like, you know, every time things get tough, your iman disappears, then you have to be really warned about this, you know, this state of affairs. And you have to ask Allah for thabat, for like firmness of your heart, that you're able to maintain the strength of your faith through difficult times. Inshallah, as the ajza continue, when we get to later on, you know, like Surah Al-Ankabut and Surah Al-Qasas, other surahs, then we'll see, inshallah ta'ala, how Allah teaches us how to deal with trial and difficulty, and how He will give us strength to be able to manage our affairs and be able to go through the hard challenges in life. Barakallahu li wa lakum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.